I'm Marcus Smith, and this is Constant Wonder. This month, with Christmas drawing near, join me on a journey called Advent. Constant Wonder is marking this venerable tradition, a calendar of hopeful anticipation, with daily short episodes, a new Advent experience every day, all the way through the 25th. Together with special guests, we're seeking out the wonder and awe felt by so many people during this season of hope, reverence, peace, and goodwill. It's December 4th. For many of us, this is a season of restless waiting. I, for one, find myself longing for the emergence of new life from soil or branch. It could be the first slender blades of crocus, drooping catkins that show up so early on hazelnut or aspen, and as far north as I live from the equator, these are harbingers, vegetative harbingers, of hope. Winter is so often invoked as a metaphor for bleak, even God-forsaken times. Today we're joined by Hannah Anderson. She's going to share with us some thoughts about winter, about death and rebirth, and about how she connects, in a very personal way, her hands-on experience with organic cycles and seasons of plant life to the Christmas story. Hannah is an enthusiastic gardener living in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. It's a place where, she says, life is an eclectic mix of rural ministry, family ties, and trying to do right by those who call us neighbor. Hannah Anderson is author of Heaven and Nature Sing, 25 Advent Reflections to Bring Joy to the World.
One of the things that I love about the Blue Ridge Mountains where I live is we have all four seasons. So spring comes to us with the spring peepers, which are little tree frogs that sing their mating songs. Summer comes with heat. We're in the mountains, but we're far enough south that we have some hot, muggy days. Of course, when autumn comes, the hills, they're just covered in glorious reds and golds and browns with the trees, the deciduous forest. But then winter shows up. It's such a stark season compared to everything else that's going on throughout the year. It's not that everything goes quiet, but it does go dormant. The same trees that had leaves on them that stood across the way now look very emaciated and thin because all of that foliage is gone. And they stand there with their branches, you know, just stretched out, almost like arms and fingers. And when I look out my window at that landscape, it's hard for me to remember that it once had life. It feels like a completely different universe, like a parallel universe, because it's so vastly different than what I had experienced for the three quarters of the year. And it's an invitation to stay inside, to hunker down, but it also comes with this kind of shadow or darkness, and you really wonder if life will ever come again. You really do.
I know that feeling.
And I'm sure, you know, there's probably folks who experience maybe seasonal affective disorder where the loss of light in the winter months can affect us as human beings. And that feeling of just, it's not quite despair, but it's definitely a kind of a depressive state. It really comes to us at a season, especially as we're thinking about Advent. And I think it brings a message to us about the state of things, that there are these seasons and times in life where it just feels like you wonder whether life will ever come again, whether you will know goodness again. But there's also this kind of waiting that's underneath it because there's nothing to be done. You can't put plants out in the middle of winter. They'll die. There's no work to be done in winter. And so you're waiting and you're waiting. And for me, it almost feels like you're waiting for divine intervention, something outside of yourself to come into that moment. You're waiting for God to show up, really.
You're a gardener.
Yes.
I think I know where you're coming from, because when I think about the springtime and say a perennial plant that I love that's been dormant and the top growth has died, maybe it's even starting to rot on the ground, I'm waiting for that moment when from the crown of the plant, the green starts to push up again. And that's just such a vitally important moment for me.
And I'm a forgetful person, I have to say, because I go through these cycles every year. I garden. I know it will come again. But in the middle of winter, I don't think I believe it. I'm not sure that that bed of hostas will actually ever be green again. And sometimes I have to go back to my pictures that I took to remember what it looked like. And so I think what we're called to when we forget, when we look out the window of our lives and everything looks bleak and lifeless, is to hold on to that hope that the green is there and it will come. That there is going to be a moment coming where that shoot comes up for the first time and the light will gradually come back. And I think of the Christmas story, that that's a lot of what's happening here. When we have the kind of promise of this birth, right? It's this small hope that comes into being. And the awareness that winter won't last forever, that spring is coming. And in this season, it's coming with that Christ child.
And in the way you read scripture, this also ties into the whole concept of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Ultimately, the things that happened at the end of his life, that part of the story.
It does. There's this parallelism in play, both in the initial birth of the Christ child, but you also come through the story of Christ's life, and it doesn't quite end the way you'd hope it would, right? Not initially, at least. And so you're kind of plunged back into this place of question and doubt and despair at the crucifixion. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. This is not the triumphant, glorious story we were hoping for. We were promised that this child would bring hope, and it's ending this way. And so I think within my tradition, that resolution of resurrection, that birth again. So we have the initial birth in Christmas, and then we have that resurrection birth of life coming back. And I think that's embedded into the cycles and seasons we see in the natural world around us, that there is this moment where you think all hope is lost. It's done. It's never going to live again. And then just as soon as you believe that, that little leaf comes up in the hostas, or the little bud forms on the tree, and you're reminded that hope never really was lost. And so the story of Christ's life is one of birth and rebirth, and of hope and life triumphing even in the midst of despair.
Thanks for joining with us today on December 4th on Constant Wonder. This has been part of our Advent series, where every day leading up to Christmas, we bring you a short thought or story with a guest who helps us connect with the spirit, the symbolism, the meaning of the Advent season. Our guest in this episode has been Hannah Anderson. Anderson is author of Heaven and Nature Sing, 25 Advent Reflections to Bring Joy to the World. And we're going to hear from Hannah Anderson again later in this series. Be sure to join us again tomorrow on day 5 of Advent. We're going to meet Isaac Ogutu, who remembers the day that his family was presented with a cow that had been brought all the way to Africa from England. It was a gift to his family that he has never forgotten.
Today, Isaac works with the good folks of the humanitarian organization Ripple Effect, addressing the problem of hunger. You can find earlier installments in our Constant Wonder Advent series at byuradio.org or on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Marcus Smith. Constant Wonder is a production of BYU Radio.